Bring it up.
It's a rainy Saturday afternoon in Miami, and a couple dozen teenage soccer players are on a field behind Edison High School in Little Haiti, trying to run a scrimmage in the mud.
Nice ball. Right now we're going to balance more the team, so we're going to make some switches around.
That's Freddie Mendoza, a 23-year-old from Honduras who organized the event. Lots of the players grew up in Haiti. This is a soccer tryout for Silver Lake College, a small Catholic school in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, about an hour north of Milwaukee and worlds away from Miami. Most Silver Lake students live close enough to drive home every night. Just 200 live on campus, but 13 of them, including most of the school's soccer team, came from South Florida on scholarships. And the way they found Silver Lake in the first place? Freddie Mendoza.
Remember what I said in the beginning, guys. Soccer is the door to the education. As soon as you get education, you will get everything in your life. But if you're not open that door, nobody's going to open for you. Believe that.
This isn't usually how college sports scholarships work, with a student being the ringleader for recruitment at an entire soccer program. Here's the college president, Chris Domes.
Freddie is one of the most determined. I've been in higher education for 31 years. There's not many students over my 31-year career, and I've met thousands of students like Freddie.
In high school, Freddie thought he'd go to college on a soccer scholarship, but it didn't turn out that way. He wound up working construction and taking night classes at Miami-Dade College. The schedule was brutal. He left the house at 6 and got home after midnight.
I remember one day I sit down with my mom, and I told her, Mom, I don't want to be working because if I don't start college right now, and my age of 20, 21.
If I wait until I'm 24, 25, he thought, I'll never go. So in his free time, Freddie combed the internet looking for soccer teams that might give him a chance. Eventually, he got in touch with the coach at Silver Lake. He wouldn't have to pay a dime for tuition. All he had to cover was room and board.
So when I get there, the first day that I went to practice, I said, this cannot be possible. I trained so hard, and I came here, I thought they have a good team.
What Freddie found instead was a motley team with just enough players to field a side. Coaches at opposing schools started to proposition him after games.
And they came to me, they asked me about what I was doing in the school. Why, if I had such a good player, why I would play in the school, they didn't even be in the conference yet.
At the end of the season, Freddie and one of his teammates made a move.
They set up a time when my executive assistant said, we really need to talk to Dr. Domes. And she said, okay.
Silver Lake president Chris Domes again.
And Freddie said, I just got to say it right up front, Dr. Domes. I cannot go through another season like this. We got to get better players.
I mean, they won 2 games and lost 11 or something like that.
Mary Domes is Chris's wife.
But what does he do? He creates a video and he contacts us, all his friends, and he goes to the president and says, we can fix this. I mean, what kid does that?
Freddie said he knew a lot of talented kids in his situation, trying to get a college education while they worked construction and retail jobs, and finding out how hard it was to do both. Some of them were good soccer players, too. That January, Freddie came with the couple to Miami and held a tryout with Silver Lake soccer coach.
And he kept saying, I got 50 people. I'm like, really? You have 50 guys? So we pull up to that little Haiti place, and we round the corner, and filling the bleachers are at least like 40, 50 guys, all in their soccer cleats, all ready. We're just, oh my gosh.
Lo and behold, the second season turned out a lot better. Silver Lake went 10-2, and a crew of Miami athletes is headed for a degree. And by next year, there could be more than twice as many. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.